A disease reference poster suitable for the packing shed is included in the most recent edition of the magazine produced by Onions Australia and Seminis. Onion expert Dr. Rick Jones says for most of the diseases featured on the reference poster, good on-farm sanitation, including destroying onion cull and debris piles, was an important component in prevention. As growers grow and pack onions, they inevitably end up with cull onions that can't be sold. It's recommended good practices such as taking them away from the production area or burying them will help to ensure they are eliminated as a source of contamination for crops. Dr. Jones says for most of the foliar diseases, such as blights, purple blotch and downy mildew, there are some effective new chemistries available that will control most. But he says farmers, as well as using the new generation fungicides to control disease, should also have good growing practices, good on-farm sanitation and use crop rotations. At the other end of the spectrum, Dr. Jones says white rot is a significant disease that could be devastating some years and non-existent in others. He says there are some very costly control measures that you can use to manage white rot, but once you have it in your soil, it's impossible to eliminate. The normal way it spreads around the globe is through planting garlic. It's often seen in areas that have grown garlic, and really the best control measure is quarantine and to not grow onions or garlic in fields where it's present. If growers face issues with damping off, Dr. Jones recommends planting high germinating seed. The damping off fungi are seed and seedling diseases, so if growers use high vigor seed, they can get plants up and growing well beyond the window of susceptibility. Using fungicide treated seed and good on-farm sanitation will also help. And finally, Dr. Jones says the other diseases growers should be alert for are the post-harvest bulb rots, botrytis neck rot, black mould and bacterial soft rot.